I invite all who are able to stand for the reading of the Gospel and the Gospel acclamation, and I invite you to follow along in your bulletins and be prepared to respond with the bold parts that are printed there. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, "Who is this then?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. I gotta tell you, for those who know me fairly well, this will come as no surprise, but as much as I love every Sunday, I particularly love Palm Sunday. Well, almost as much as Easter or Christmas Eve or All Saints Sunday. Well, actually, every Sunday. But what I especially like about Palm Sunday is Central's rich history of having the children lead us in worship, and how we start with a processional parade. I mean, who doesn't love a parade? I have to tell you, my heart was bursting with joy as the children came down the center aisle with their palm branches, while we, the congregation, joined their voices singing, "All glory, loud, and honor to you, Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring." And then, as I stood and watched the procession of people of all ages, infants in their parents' arms, older adults, middle-aged adults, young adults, teenagers, children, as I watched you coming forward to receive a palm in the shape of a cross, I was moved beyond words. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you anyway. Might as well say yes. Thank you. This is one of the very few places in our society where all the generations come together under one roof at the same time. You think about it, the range of ages that are present with us today. Maybe a baseball game, maybe some other sporting event or a concert. But this is really one of the rare places where people gather of all ages. We come with our mixed bag of emotions and feelings. Some are sorrowful, others angry or hurt, some with feelings of unworthiness or doubt, Others experiencing sadness, grief, or worry. And at the same time, there are many among us on any given week that are filled with joy and gratitude, thankfulness, hopefulness, and even hearts full of love. Regardless of our feelings, our emotions, we gather together to be reminded of who and whose we are, to hear the Word of God, to share in Christ's Supper, and to sing praises to our God who was, who is, and who always will be. We gather together in this holy space, surrounded by the saints who came before us and who now rest from their labors, surrounded by the saints who will join our congregation today, this morning, surrounded by the saints as yet unborn, people of all times and all places. We gather together because we are the body of Christ. We gather together because we are one in Christ. We gather together because we are the church. And from this holy place, we're sent out to be the church, to be the hands and the feet of Jesus, showing God's love to one another, serving our neighbors in need, sharing the gospel. Indeed, this is a great day for a parade. It's a holy day. And on this day, we're entering into Holy Week. You see, now we've come full circle. These crosses that are made of palm branches, the ones we now have hanging around our necks, some of these will be burned in our holy hibachi next year on Shrove Tuesday, just as they were this past Shrove Tuesday this year. They'll be burned on the eve of Ash Wednesday, at the start of yet another Lenten journey, where once again the people of God will gather in worship to be marked with the ashen cross on our foreheads as we hear those sobering and somber words, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Now, I certainly don't want to be the one to rain on anybody's parade, but on this Palm Sunday, we're reminded of the crowds of people who followed Jesus after he had healed their sick and taught in their synagogues and proclaimed that the kingdom of heaven has come near. They followed Jesus as he made his final triumphant journey to Jerusalem and the cross on which he would be crucified. We joined our voices with the crowds that shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Only here's the thing. Some of you may or may not know this, but Hosanna literally means "save us." It was an ancient prayer calling on God for help. It was and continues to be spoken or sung in worship in times of lament and in times of unimaginable suffering. Hosanna. A prayer literally meaning "save us, we beseech you, O Lord. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord." That prayer is as much an admission as it is a confession. It's an admission we cannot save ourselves. And it's a confession that we place our faith and trust in our Lord who can. God knows we need a Savior. And thanks be to God, that's exactly why Jesus was nailed to the cross. To save us. To redeem us. To reconcile us. To save, redeem, and reconcile all of creation, the whole cosmos, all people of all times and all places, past, present, future. And if you ask me, that is worthy of a parade. Thanks be to God. Amen.